If you'll look into your bulletin for announcements as we enter into worship today, between Sunday school and between church and Sunday school, there'll be a nominating committee meeting, and that will meet in the adult Sunday school room next to my study. Also, a couple of events coming up in the not too distant future. The executive committee meeting, that would be all those who hold elected positions. We'll be meeting October 2nd after Sunday school. We'll also be having a missions conference the 8th and 9th. That'll be Saturday and Sunday. So far, missionaries will be Glenda Palmquist with CEF, and then the Schmeeds from Kansas will be coming up. And then we may have received word another one may be available, so I'll need to talk to the missions committee about that. But that missions conference is October 8th and 9th. It will start at 5 o'clock on that Saturday, and there will be supper that we can enjoy together, as well as getting to know these missionaries, and then they will be also involved and with us on Sunday morning service. Coming up in October as well will be a ladies' outreach event. And then also on November 12th, the Art of Parenting. We also, as the sign says out front, Club Rock will be starting on the 28th. And Jason Burma has an announcement about that.
Well, good morning. Yeah, Club Rock is going to be starting. Our official start date is the 28th. Sign-up will be a little bit different. We aren't going to be holding a carnival this year, so the sign-up will be on the 21st. And Mark, just give me a nod or a wave if all of a sudden something goes off the tracks here. So we are going to be doing that. And one of the things that I would just like to encourage, numbers are coming together for workers, but we need more and can always help with more. A few areas in which we need them, we're still looking for one more bus chaperone to be the chaperone in between from when they get back on the bus to come over here. We're still looking also for a third and fourth grade boys teacher, and also someone to help Tom out with the fifth and sixth grade boys and girls. We're just not sure at that time where those numbers will be there. We have them together right now. But I don't think Tom would be sad if he had a helper on there too. So, and then in the lunch, for the lunch crew, we do have somebody to lead that, but always is important to have enough people in there to be moving around. And one of the things that I would just like to encourage you in is that, especially as we get closer to harvest, as we were driving in and starting to see the fields, drying down. And the harvest is, I'm like, the harvest is quickly, is quite a bit long ways away. And then all of a sudden, within a week, you start seeing drying and you start hearing numbers and you're going, the harvest is pretty close. And I think that's the same way for here with an opportunity in which we have. We have a great opportunity to serve the community, to serve the kids here, and the harvest is ready. They are here. They are ready to listen. And they are ready to hear God's word. And sadly, sometimes this is the only place in which they hear it. So I would encourage you to prayerfully consider how you could help. We also need helpers all the way around. So if some of these don't look like, you're really comfortable with that, there's always a place for you to help at Club Rock from on Wednesday afternoon. So if you need to you can talk to me or you can talk to Mark as we get this situated, but please be in prayer during this time as Club Rock will start up. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. And it is exciting. It was also a huge step of faith every year when we get started. Mark, you have a thank you / announcement. There you are. Thank you all for the men that came and helped. That was wonderful. I know Bonnie's excited because she stopped by and heard when the men were going to do that project. She was grateful. But it is nice to get things put back together as from a summer of being very busy. As we enter into worship, going to look at Matthew 28, known as the Great Commission, as our call to worship, Matthew 28, 19 to 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
Good morning. Let's take our hymnals and turn to number 530. And in the hymn, or in the bulletin, it says Saved, Saved. And that is the name of the song, but I always thought it was Three Saves. As you'll see at the very end of the song, it's 530. Let's stand together and sing Saved, Saved, Saved. I've found a friend who is all to me. His love is ever true. I love to tell how he lifted me and what his grace can do for you. His power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. How about that? That's fun. Let's get two more verses of it. He saves me from every sin and harm, secures my soul each day. I'm leaning strong on his mighty arms. I know he'll guide me all the way. Saved by his power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. When poor and needy and all alone, to me, and I'll lead you home to live with me eternally. Saved by his power divine, saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved, saved, saved. I was waiting for to hear somebody hit that high note at the end, but nobody did it. Now, let's greet each other, tell somebody you're glad to see them this morning.
Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the church. A couple of them, and always take updates, but I know Larry Van Zee had surgery and had a little bit of excitement yesterday. Oh, Travis isn't here, so. Oh, there he is. Yeah, Travis had a lot of excitement, too. But he got a little trip to the emergency room. How is he doing? No. Okay. Okay, because Larry had some skin cancer removed on the side of his forehead, and early Saturday morning it started bleeding again, and so had to get into the hospital. Lord willing, will be released tomorrow, but definitely pray that the skin graft has held and begins that healing process. So, and then Faye had surgery this week. How is she doing, Tom?
She's doing okay. Just a little small.
Okay. Well, we will pray for her healing, and I know there was something about 4 to 6 weeks out, which as she, yeah. So we'll also pray for Tom. It seems to be turnabout's fair play. She's helped you, now you get to help her, which is part of the marriage vows we all take. And then also praying for Deb's mom, Paige, and her transition to the Courtyard Villa. And then Gladys, Don's mom, was not able to make it back this week, but praying that she will be able to be strong and healthy to be able to come back from where she's been doing rehab. And then I also received a call from Andrew Elliott as a reminder just to pray. They're in the midst of their semester, and they've had some discipline issues. And one of the things that in leadership, those things kind of float to the top. And so they've had a couple of rough weeks. So family-wise, they're doing well. But it is just the mantle of leadership that he'd appreciate prayer for. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Aaron.
My mother, Diane, is having surgery this coming Friday to remove a sarcoma from her upper back. So we just need to pray that that goes well and it's not cancerous.
So Diane Walsh will be having surgery this Friday. Is that in Sioux Falls or?
Yes.
In Sioux Falls. So we'll pray for a successful surgery that that is not cancerous, but also knowing surgery sometimes can set her back with some of her other health issues, so we'll pray for that. So, and pray for Diane. Any other? Yeah, Terry.
Just an update on my back. I had an appointment Tuesday.
So Terry had an appointment this week with the back surgeon, and in going over the MRI, until the pain gets so unbearable, he will not be doing surgery for now, mostly stretching and some of those things to kind of get some of his mobility back, but we will continue to pray for healing for Terry's back. Any other requests or praises? Okay, so Dr. Eric from Prairie View Vet a week or so ago had a pretty serious accident, but he's healing, he's in rehab and ready to come home, and we'll continue to pray for his healing as well as for the staff there at Prairie View. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for the way you watch out over us. We thank you that you have not left us as orphans. You have not just started this world and walked away, but you are intimately involved. As our call to worship reminded us that your promise through your Son is that you will never leave us nor forsake us, that you understand our lives completely. You've given us your word that lets us know who you are, how we can have a relationship with you through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, and the hope that you've given us for eternity, and also how we ought to live in this world, how we should be different. So, Father, as we look at the opportunities you bring our way, both as a church, we do lift up Club Rock, and as it gets started, with registration this week and the first Wednesday next week, I do pray that you would raise up the staff and volunteers for each of the students that will be coming. Thank you for the privilege of being able to partner with their parents in teaching them God's word, for the opportunities we will have, that you will help us to see where you're at work and join you there. Father, we lift up these needs to you. Pray for Larry and Sherry. Grateful that Larry got to the hospital yesterday. We do pray that the skin graft, nothing has been damaged with the excess bleeding, and that he can start this road to recovery. Just pray for the family, for Sherry as well. Give Larry strength and endurance. Father, we also lift up Faye to you, that you would heal from her surgery, that you would give her the strength she needs. Thank you for Tom being her helpmate, and that her recovery would go well. We lift up those that may be in transition. We pray for Deb's mom, Paige, that you would help her through this transition. For Gladys, that you would bring healing from her hip and her elbow. We also pray for Diane, that you would be with the surgeons this Friday, that you would give her peace of mind and heart, knowing that it is easy to be anxious about these events, especially with some of her other health concerns, that you would give her peace of mind and heart and wisdom to the surgical team. It's our desire that when this is biopsy, there would be no cancer found. We also pray for Terry, that you would continue to heal, and that you would keep the pain away, helping with his back issues and the stretching he needs to do. But also, we understand when our backs hurt, it affects all of our lives. And I pray that you would help him and Val through this time, give him healing through it. We also pray for Dr. Eric, that you would help him as he in rehab, grateful that you have preserved his life, that you would strengthen him and bring him home safely and soon. We lift up the ministries that we support. We thank you for the opportunity of partnering with SBA and not only seeing the students on Sundays, but the staff. We pray for each of the students as they go through the semester, and you would be an ever-present help, not only in their studies, but in growing closer to you, be with the staff as they disciple and teach, and see the opportunities to help the students and one another grow closer to Christ. Father, we also lift up Frontier and the ministry there. Pray for Andrew and Marissa and their family, for the leadership at Frontier. And sometimes the joys of what is going on, Satan wants to come in and to throw a wrench in your working, and it does not work. It is a distraction. Father, for some of the discipline issues, pray that the students would understand, for staff to know how to watch their life and doctrine closely, but also to see how you are able to work when discipline happens, that to draw us closer to you, even in the midst of a hardship. And so I pray you give wisdom to Andrew as he works with his staff, and that you see the training of young men and women for your service would continue. Father, we lift up the events coming here in a month with Missions Conference and the Ladies Outreach Ministry for our annual meeting. For those that we are being asked to step and serve in places they may not feel comfortable with, that you would equip. Father, we pray for our world that you have called us to be salt and light in. For areas like here, we are desperately in need of moisture, and you know our need. Other places have been receiving so much, it's causing other hardships, and we pray that you would help during those times. For those that are dealing with the fires, that you would bring safety to the first responders, to the firefighters, to those that are dealing with property loss. Father, we lift up the leadership of our country. We ask, especially as we go through this election season, that you would bring wisdom to them. May they pursue you with their heart, whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And as we look at our responsibilities as both citizens of earth and of heaven, that we would do due diligence that you've called us to. Father, we thank you for the mission you've given us, as we were reminded again, to go into all the world, starting here, as Jesus said in Acts, in our Jerusalem, through our state of Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Father, help us to be faithful and be found working for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Janelle, and yes, God will take care of you. That was the song she was playing. Now, we have to sing number 299, Rescue the Perishing. 299. Did you want to say something, Gary? Or... All right, then let's stand up. 299. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Though they are slighting him, still he is waiting, waiting the penitent child to receive. Plead with them earnestly, plead with them gently. He will forgive if they only believe. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings lie buried that grace can restore. Touched by a loving heart, wakened by kindness, chords that are broken will vibrate once more. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Rescue the perishing, duty demands it. Strength for your labor the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently win them. Tell the poor wanderer a Savior has died. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Okay, because I need a little time to catch my breath, let's be seated, relax, and get a couple of breaths in between. These back-to-back hymns are kind of tough on a fat guy. Number 444, I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go. It may not be on the mountain's height or over the stormy sea. It may not be at the battle's front. My Lord will have need of me. But if by a still small voice he calls to paths I do not know, I'll answer, dear Lord, with my hand in thine, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. Perhaps today there are loving words which Jesus
Jesus would have me speak. There may be now in the paths of sin some wanderer whom I should seek. O Savior, if thou wilt be my guide, though dark and rugged the way, my voice shall echo the message sweet. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. There's surely somewhere a lowly place in earth's harvest field so wide, where I may labor through life's short day for Jesus the crucified. So trusting my all unto thy care, I know thou lovest me. I'll do thy will with a heart sincere. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be.
Thanks for singing.